You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Dr. Eric D. Darr, who is Provost and Executive Vice President at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. Dr. Darr, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. So a new university certainly doesn't start every day. It would seem to take a great deal of entrepreneurial spirit from the community as well as those tasked with founding it. Now, tell us briefly what led to the formation of Harrisburg U, and as I understand it, you have an entrepreneurial background and teach that class on occasion, but how does one start a university?
Well, you're right. It doesn't happen every day, and in fact, there are presently only three startup comprehensive universities in the entire United States, and we happen to be one of them. There's another in Massachusetts and a third in Florida. So it isn't one every day. And we are the first new university in Pennsylvania in over 100 years since a
wow.
little place called Carnegie Mellon University was started way back when. So you're right, not for the faint of heart. And it does take a great deal of community support. So our foundings essentially go back to mid-1990s. It's leading into the late 90s, the turn of the century, and an economic study was done, a survey, if you will, of folks in central PA about what would be good for the region for the next 100 years as we were entering the 2000s. And the survey touched on things like transportation and taxes and land use. Education was one of the topics, and out of that survey of over 2,000 business leaders in this part of Pennsylvania came a call for a science and technology-focused university. And at first, the idea was, well, there are within 50 miles of Harrisburg over 20 universities. Why don't we approach one of those about expanding into science and technology? Most of them are liberal arts universities. And so the economic leaders in Harrisburg did that, and they approached a number of universities. And I think rightfully so, those universities said, no, we're going to stick with what we do best, which is liberal arts education. And to move into sciences and technologies is too much of a stretch. And so it quickly became clear that in order to have a science and technology-based institution, we were going to have to start it from scratch. And so that's really where the call came from, was this survey of 2,000-plus business leaders in this part of Pennsylvania.
What has been the biggest challenges, and what can other entrepreneurs learn from Harrisburg University?
Well, the challenges are many in terms of, first, fortunately, I think for anybody that sends their kids to university, one just doesn't start a university. There's a whole set of government regulatory requirements, proof that you have to provide, and so all of that takes years to do. But really the challenge is to find the programs that are attractive and useful to businesses and government and generally that don't duplicate what already is being offered. And that's a hard thing in today's world where there are so many universities that are already established. So it's finding the right product, if you will, the right programs, and the right people to deliver those products and services. And so it's not unlike any other business in the sense that you have to have a product that's appealing, and it has to be delivered in a way that's appealing and priced at a right point. And so those were the challenges and continue to be the challenges. And so for us as a new institution, we have to be good at product innovation, if you will. That is coming up with new academic programs and being able to much more quickly than our competitors develop them and put them in place to get first mover advantage. So those are the challenges that we faced from the beginning, and we continue to face those challenges.
Today we are joined by Dr. Eric D. Darr, the Provost and Executive Vice President at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Darr, how important is entrepreneurism to the education at Harrisburg University? And I understand it is one of the core competencies of students, and why is that, and what about the faculty and staff?
Yes, indeed. We have across all of our programs, and we have 24 undergraduate degree programs and 16 master's degree programs, all in science and technology. And across all of those programs, regardless of whether you're in biotechnology or computer science or nanotechnology or new media, games and simulations, it doesn't matter. We have 8 competencies that we try to educate our students on, things like teamwork, ethical decision-making, global awareness, those sorts of skills that we believe all employees in science and technology should have some facility with. And entrepreneurial spirit is one of those 8 competencies. The idea that maybe not every student wants to be an entrepreneur, that is, recognize a business opportunity and start up something themselves, but we want our students to be able to think like entrepreneurs, that is, recognize new opportunities, be able to assess risk, be able to understand how to take advantage of opportunities, and in other words, think like an entrepreneur, even if they may be in a large government agency or a large IT company. Being able to think like an entrepreneur, we believe, is critically important. And not only so do we have classes that educate students on what it means to be an entrepreneur, entrepreneurial skills, those sorts of things, but we try to bring in faculty and staff to act as role models for what it means to be an entrepreneur. So on our faculty, we have a number of folks that have started businesses in other parts of their life and can act as role models. We have what we call an entrepreneur in residence. He is a gentleman that has his own venture capital company, has started up himself and through his venture firm a number of technology-based companies here on the East Coast of the United States. And he has been with us now for a year and a half, 2 years, and is a living example of what it means to be a serial entrepreneur and be successful at it. He'd be the first one to tell you, not all of his ventures have been successful, but that's part of the excitement of being an entrepreneur and part of what one has to figure out how to have a not successful venture and move forward from that. And so having these role models in addition to the educational classes, we believe, is a great way to educate students on what it means to think like an entrepreneur.
What other entrepreneurial ventures is Harrisburg University involved in right now and or planning?
Well, we are, as a new university, just now getting into the business of student housing, and believe that the way we're going about it is an interesting way, and so that is to work with a developer in the city of Harrisburg and acquire historic buildings that are within walking distance to the university building and renovate those buildings, save them, if you will, and turn them into student housing in an apartment style. So take essentially buildings that are not being used to their fullest extent that may or may not, depending upon the history of that building, be presently on the tax rolls, and turn them into facilities that help the university, but also essentially become higher efficiency, higher use of those buildings, and save the structures, historic structures here in Harrisburg. So that's one entrepreneurial aspect of what we're getting into in the area of student housing. The second one is the creation of a interactive media accelerator. So a focused physical space to start gaming and simulation companies. And we have academic programs in those areas, but to fully, I think, start businesses and grow businesses in the gaming and new interactive media space, the belief is, well, one needs the kind of physical infrastructure to do that. Second would be to provide venture funding for those companies, and so the university is involved in creating a venture capital fund to support the initial growth of those new startup businesses. And then third, bring in a talented game designer from a well-known game company who's been successful in designing those sorts of businesses, to act again as a coach and role model. And so from the economic development perspective, that's another, we believe, entrepreneurial activity that the university is pursuing presently.
Well, in conclusion, and customary on the show, Dr. Dar, where would you begin to advise an entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I would say think big. Don't take no as an answer. Certainly, we in our starting of a university heard there is no way you guys can do that. That'll never work. Come back to us when you – that's a great idea, but come back to us when you have it done. Those are all, not very helpful answers. And so don't be afraid when you first hear no. Don't take that as, oh, well, this is not going to work. If you believe as an entrepreneur in an idea, you believe there's a need, you believe you have a better solution, a better mousetrap, it doesn't matter how many no's you get in some sense. Just stick to what you believe and what you want to try to accomplish, and you'll figure out a way to make it work.
Great advice. He is Dr. Eric D. Dar, the Provost and Executive Vice President at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. And the website of reference is harrisburgu.edu. Dr. Eric, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.